Here's to the best spring ever in this season's must-have shoes. Find all the styles you need from brands you love at amazing prices right now at DSW. Update your closet with colorful sandals made for sunny days, fresh sneakers perfect for spring looks, and sporty soles ready for new adventures. Whatever you're up to this spring, DSW has the exact right pair for the occasion. Shop must-have spring shoes at your DSW store and DSW.com.
Summer. The best time of year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
So I was wondering if it's right of me to just blindly post pic after pic of my three-year-old's entire life all over social media. Should I start deleting every pic until he's old enough to give consent? Or is this just what it's like to grow up in a digital world?
Oh, that question. Should I or shouldn't I post pictures of my kids? Or if you're a kid listening, do you or don't you want your parent to post those pictures of you? Have your parents ever asked you what you think? I'm Anoush Zomorodi, and note to self, posting photos of kids or not posting them says a lot about a person's values and aspirations, and either choice is valid. But we also need to start examining the repercussions. That dad you heard at the beginning of the show was Judd Walkstein, a listener from Atlanta, Georgia. He sent in that question 2 years ago, and yet finding the right answer hasn't gotten much easier or less divisive. So here's what we're going to do today. First, we're going to replay a conversation between me and my executive producer, Jen Poyant, and Hillary Frank, host of the parenting podcast, The Longest Shortest Time. Three moms who have each made very different choices about posting their kids' photos. After that conversation, though, we want to turn things over to you. Help us discover what parents and kids do and think when it comes to this modern dilemma. We've got two surveys, one for the kids, one for the parents. Both are at notetoselfradio.org. Because not only is this discussion still so relevant, we think it's time to dive deeper. And for that, we need you to weigh in. So listen first, then follow the instructions at the end of the show. Okay, enjoy, and thank you.
Hi, Manoush.
I'm a huge fan of Hillary's podcast. I wish it had been around when I first became a mother because it would have made me feel a lot better about some of the difficulties I had. And then Jen Poyant, who is Note to Self's executive producer.
Hi, Manoush. And hi, Hillary.
Hi, Jen.
Okay, so each of us have sort of a different philosophy and policy when it comes to posting pictures of our kids. And listeners, I want you to see, who do you relate to the most? Who do you agree with? And Hillary, you also are going to be sort of acting as an ambassador or reporter from the front lines of parenting, which, you know, you have a huge community that talks to you a lot about this stuff.
Yes.
Okay. So for me, I don't post pictures of my kids anywhere. I have used their pictures in a couple places, you know, for the show, but generally we don't show their faces. And I think for me, it's in part because my husband's also a journalist. I feel a little weird putting them out there. Jen, you have a very different policy. What's your deal with? You have a little boy.
Right. I have a 3.5-year-old boy, and I do post pictures of him every day, both on Instagram and occasionally I'll use the function on Instagram where I can then just link it right to my Facebook page. And for me, it really is about sharing my life. But I should say, I'm a single mom, and that's a choice that I've made rather consciously. I've decided for me, it's worth it for my family and friends to see that he and I are developing a lovely relationship together, and I want to share that.
I mean, I should say, the pictures of you and your son are really beautiful. There's this maternal deliciousness going on in a lot of those pictures. Hillary, where do you fall on all this?
So I'm a lot like you, Manoush. Mm-hmm. I've chosen to have sort of a public persona. I'm a very private person, which might sound surprising given that, I host a podcast, but I'm also...
And I'd also like to point out, you host a podcast where a couple weeks ago you talked about how you, didn't wash your maternity bra for, months.
Yeah.
So it's not like you are not out there in your podcast.
Yeah, I washed it. I just didn't have an
alternate. Oh, you only had one. Yeah. That's right. So you'd have to be like...
But yes, I talked about my bra. People think that I'm very confessional on the show, and there are certain things that I do talk about, but I'm also, trained to be an editor, and I'm really good at editing myself. And, my daughter is 5, and she did not choose this for mm-hmm. herself. So because my show is about parenthood, I do wind up talking about my experience with her, and I try not to say things that, I think could potentially really embarrass her, which gets harder and harder as she gets older.
Jen, do you worry about that? That, your son's going to be like, I didn't ask you to post these pictures?
I try really hard to post photographs that I think he would be okay with him. I realize there is some editing involved in that.
Yeah.
I don't post embarrassing pictures of him or naked pictures. I would definitely not. Mm-hmm. And there's a safety issue involved in that. But I totally understand that he's not choosing to be put out there like that. In a way, I feel like it is my responsibility to make sure if I post pictures of him, that they're a reflection of love more than anything else.
It's funny that you say that. I found this poll that was done earlier this year by the University of Michigan, which found, for whatever reason, 3/4 of parents think that another parent has shared too much information about their child online. So no matter what we do, many of us have very strong opinions about what everybody else is doing, which I thought was really interesting. And I just want to bring you one other statistic that I found really fascinating. Now, this was done in 2010, so we have to keep that in mind. But this study found that 92% of children in the U.S. have an online presence by the time they are 2, which I thought was really interesting. And that's 5 years ago, so I can only assume that that number has gone up. So, you and I, Hillary, I think are sort of the outliers.
So I brought some tape in.
Oh, great.
From some listeners. Let's listen to Marsha from Austin.
I try to not post too many photos because I also have quite a few friends dealing with infertility issues. Mm. It is hard for them to see so many photos of sweet babies, knowing that they're having difficulties. It's like salt in your wound.
I love that you can hear her baby in the background.
I know. Proving that it's not always so rosy.
Yeah.
That to me is what would incentivize me to rethink my posting. The fact that she has this very human story of her friends struggling with infertility. I have a friend who sadly miscarried twins at different points in her pregnancy with both of them. And I definitely had that inclination at one point, soon after she lost the babies. And I never talked to her about it verbally. I never sat down and said, does this bother you? Because we're not that close. But the interesting thing is she likes my Instagram photos. And so I don't know if that actually is a source of some sort of comfort that she can enjoy other people's moments of motherhood, or maybe it inspires her. But the inclination,
wistful.
Yeah, it might be. But the inclination for me on whether or not to post, I gotta say, for the tech stuff mm-hmm. and the safety aside, yes, I am a little weirded out by the creepers, but for me, it's the human stuff. I feel like I'll be able to talk to Josh and explain to him throughout his childhood that I've made this choice, it's a conscious choice, and that I love him deeply and I'm proud of him and my relationship with him.
So about the creepers, not to fearmonger, but
go for it.
Somebody answered our question on Instagram and said no, that she doesn't post pictures of her kid online. She said, a few years ago, my wallet was returned to me at the public library, and the only thing missing were photos of my 8-year-old daughter.
Oh, that is creepy.
See, that's interesting, though. That's literally someone stealing a wallet and stealing that image totally outside of the tech realm. There is a part of me that, like, wants to just say, like, I'm not doing anything wrong. I'm posting, like, a picture of my kid wearing funny sunglasses on the way to school. I don't want to not do that because there may be some dangerous person lurking out in the world that stumbles upon that image. What are we going to do? Ignore the fact that there are children, wonderful, beautiful children, like living out their lives in the real world and act like it's not real? It's like, I think there's this weird division between online, the virtual world, and the real world. And for me, they're both the same. They're both a reflection of my real life.
I mean, this comes back to like parenting. I think like my parents, I think they think of it as kind of like show-offy when you are posting pictures. Like, I think like this idea of like, oh my God, look at my beautiful offspring, you know, like that. I think they've always been kind of weird about showing us off in some way. And so that sort of translated to me in that, like, I don't know, I feel maybe it's like a, I don't know, I'm a first generation American. So it's really not, it seems very American to be showing off your brood.
I think that's a really interesting question. I mean, I think that gets to a larger question about whether or not posting your own image or posting images of your family is an inherently narcissistic behavior.
You know, you're bringing this up because when we first started talking about this a couple of weeks ago, you looked at me and you were like, do you think it's narcissistic? And I was like, oh, yes, yes, I do. I think it's narcissistic. But you were like, I don't know, when you explained to me your rationale, I got it.
Even last night, we made a sticker chart, as parents do. And it was cute to me. Like he decided that he's going to use red sparkly stars. So I posted that on Instagram. And for me, it was about like the creative process of doing that with him. But it's not like, hey, my kid got straight A's. It's like, oh, look at this drawing we made. It's kind of fun. And it's part of our daily lives that I get to share with family members. And they know, oh, that's like a good lesson that Jen's working on right now, like today. So you can choose to, yes, truly just simply show off your life with your kid or show off your kid. Or you can choose to kind of aesthetically curate the things that you find really interesting about your child or your life or the things that you think other people would relate to, especially for me. I do. I live in the Rockaways in New York, so the beach. I'm a little bit isolated from family and friends. I come from a big French Catholic family in Massachusetts, so my dad was one of 11. So I have tons of cousins who all have kids. And this is a way for them to see my life with him in a way that's just natural and, you know, we don't have to wait a year.
All right, Hillary.
I see posting drawings as different from posting faces. And I don't know if Manoush, if you see a difference there, but I post drawings all the time.
Maybe I should start doing that.
And it, like, it's so, I like how it shows, like, the psychology of the child without, like, I don't know, putting their face on there. And Jen, I just wondered, hearing you talk about your family and being a single mom and wanting people to see that, like, you're okay, does it feel like you're posting it, posting those pictures, like, from a defensive stance?
So after Judd asked this question, we were just chatting about it at our desks. I was pretty honest about the fact that, yeah, it does. Like, and it's not, I don't know if it's right. Like, I don't know if I need to be defensive. I don't think I do, but I do. I've went through a couple of really hard years, and maybe defensive isn't quite the right word. I think there is a sense of, I'm a journalist, right? I like to journal. I like to express myself. And I don't necessarily feel like I should hide the part of my life that I am so deeply proud of and deeply connected to. So I don't know if it's defensiveness or if it's just me trying to be as honest with people about what's happened in my life, both the really bad stuff, like a marriage falling apart, and the choice of becoming a single mom. To me, it feels almost honest and maybe not defensive, but very upfront with people about what's happening with me and not feeling guilty about that at any way.
And you're building a narrative with those pictures, right? Because like it's almost like me saying like I'm worried like if something were to happen, what I would have to do to like explain to people. And you've done that.
Yeah. And it's a subtle communication. You know, I mean, look, I don't think that most people are actually following my Instagram feed and, you know, making the connections that
they are now.
2 years ago, there are pictures of my husband and I, and or my husband and my son, and now they're just the two of us. And look, this like the end of a marriage is not unusual; it happens. But for me, it's just it is a way of just being honest about my life.
So we also heard from a lot of people who do post pictures online of their kids, like you, Jen, and probably more. But we heard from Howard from Wynwood, Pennsylvania. Let's listen to him.
I am a father of 3.5-year-old twin boys. And yes, we do post pictures of our kids online. I do have some qualms about it, but ultimately I think it's inevitable. And candidly, somewhat selfishly, I've become a little bit of an amateur photographer and really figured out how to use my SLR and take some really nice pictures of them. And it's kind of become a little bit of an outlet for my art, which is odd to say because I really was not an artistic guy before having kids.
That's so nice in a way. I mean, Howard, like, gets a chance to, like, scratch an itch that he didn't know he had. Hillary, are you tempted? Like, does it change you? Does it make you start to think, like, maybe I'm missing out? Maybe I'm not documenting my...
No, it doesn't. I continue to feel like I enjoy posting the drawings. And the little, like, for crazy hair day, I did the back of her head, which was definitely more interesting than the front anyway.
I mean, I have to admit that I'm having a little niggle.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think it's appealing to the part of me, like you said, the journalist documenting the aesthetic part of it. But honestly, I get enough of an outlet, like on this podcast, where I bring all my personal goodies. So I think I'm still going to resist.
I think that it may just come down to the fact that you come from a family that would never do this.
Yes.
And I did call my mom last night and asked her what she thought. And she was like, yeah, I probably wouldn't have cared. I probably would have posted like you are.
Does it bother you at all that Instagram now pretty much owns those photos? Like, I don't know. Like, what if, I don't know, something happens to Instagram? All of that's going to be gone.
Oh, that happened to my friend recently, actually. She's a great amateur photographer. And she had posted thousands of pictures on her Instagram feed. And she had had like a political issue at work. And a bunch of people at this workplace started reporting her pictures as inappropriate, and they were not inappropriate.
Just to mess with her?
Yeah, and then Instagram didn't investigate it. They just took down all of her, like, her entire feed.
Oh, my God.
And it was gone. So I back up my photos.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
But also, like, what bothers me, like, just, you know, from a tech journalist point of view, facial recognition technology is getting... it's getting good, and it's just going to get better and better and better. So this idea that Facebook or any company will have tracked your child from birth, know how their face has changed and morphed, watched where they've gone in their life geographically, what they've been doing, what products they've bought, that freaks me out. And I know that, like, I'm probably on the more paranoid end, but I don't like that idea. And I don't know why I don't like it. I think it's just, they're my kids. I want them to make their own choices. I don't want them to, like, if that's what they decide is right for them, let them decide that. I don't want to be responsible for the fact that, you know, a social media network knows absolutely everything about them.
Fair enough, but it is going to happen no matter what. I could imagine saying this to him at 14 when he's pissed off at me for making this decision.
And we have him on the show.
Yeah. And Hillary's show.
Yeah.
I could imagine saying to him, I understand you're upset with me. If I made the wrong choice, I am sorry, but I did it out of love.
He'll be pissed at you about something.
I know.
So it might as well be that, right?
So we've been talking about our kids' future desires of their online persona. We had someone who called in specifically about that. So let's listen to Megan from Norway.
I do not post pictures of my baby online. It's kind of strange, but my idea of why I don't want to post is because I imagine when I post, I will inject my idea of her personality on her when she's such a small baby and maybe as a toddler. And over time, she may change or she may want to change. And I don't want all of these people that she'll run into later in life, people that are connected to me, to assume that they know her because I injected this personality onto her at such a young age.
I love that.
That, I do too.
This one really hit home for me because I think this is something universal for parents and not just about posting pictures. So, like, I was really quiet as a kid, and I guess I still am an introvert. But becoming a radio reporter was a conscious choice of mine to sort of try to challenge myself on being a quiet person. Huh. And I know that my parents always presented me to their friends as, oh, she's shy. Uh-huh. And they didn't mean anything by it. And it took, like, moving away from home and, you know, starting my own life and meeting new people to be able to do that. And this is probably something that everyone goes through in some aspect of their personality. But just knowing that Megan was being so thoughtful and intentional about this was really interesting.
So I just want to bring this back to Judd. Judd, this is a long-winded answer to your very, which sounded like a simple question, but it's actually really not. It is like a deep exploration of self and how you see the world. And my God, Hillary, what would you tell Judd to think about as he, what should he do?
Think about your future relationship with your child. And before you hit send on those pictures, think, like, imagine kind of worst case scenario, them looking you in the eye and being like, why did you post this? Or maybe you're thinking ahead like Jen does too. If it comes to that, then I have an apology prepared and we can move on.
I would like to say I do think it's also equally possible that he's touched and like happy sure. that I did this. You sure. know? Like, I mean, I think you have to look at the photos to realize like, oh, this is actually like a, like, what are those?
Rorschach test?
No, what are those? Oh my God, we are so in the digital age that I cannot remember what the old books are where you actually.
Oh, photo album, you weirdo. Oh my God.
That cannot go in the. It can't.
It has to go in.
No, it can't.
It must. It's a photo album.
So I can imagine, from my perspective, him looking and saying, this is a beautiful photo album of my childhood with my mother. She documented it and he's touched because it's so loving.
Definitely. And also you are being very intentional, I think, about which ones you put up. And I think most people are, but I also think we're going to be hearing about conversations between parents and children of like, why did you post that picture of me in that crazy outfit or with my bare butt showing or, you know, that's going to happen.
That's true. I mean, I don't know. If you look at the whole Throwback Thursday thing, though, like, people love posting pictures of themselves like
when
that.
They're grown-ups, not when they're 13.
True, 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 true.
All right, I'm putting an end to this. Obviously, Judd, it's a very, very, very personal decision. But what I think we're saying is check your motivation, check what you think your kid might think, make the choice, and prepare for whatever might come with it. But be good about the choice. Don't have that niggling fear that it sounds like so many of us have. Think about it. Decide what your reasons are and then stick with it. I'm going to stick with mine after, you know, I believe in all sides, though. I refuse to judge on this one. So let us know, listeners, where you come down on this issue. Note to Self's Facebook page or on Twitter at Note to Self. There is also an awesome Longest Shortest Time Facebook group that you should check out for more smart parenting discussion. And Hillary, you also have an app.
That's
actually.
Right. Yeah, we have a Longest Shortest Time app, which you can find in the iTunes store. And that's where our calls came from. That's why the audio quality was so good.
That's so cool. Hillary Frank, host of Longest Shortest Time podcast. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Jen, I'll see you back at our desk in a minute.
5 minutes, maybe we should
get okay.
down.
All right. Okay. Okay, so very different opinions on whether or not you should or shouldn't post your kids' photos online. Forget about the should or shouldn't. Let's talk about why you do it, what you get out of it, what you think your kids get out of it, or kids, what you think your parents get out of it. We want to know what your photo posting habits are or are not. Please go to notetoselfradio.org. Two surveys there, one for the kids, one for the parents. If you already get our newsletter every week, there's a link in there, so you're ready to go. Let's do some research together into a topic that there really isn't that much research about, But you guys, I know I can count on you to, because you all have a lot of opinions and you love sharing your opinions with me and the Note to Self team. So please fill out the surveys. If you don't have kids or this doesn't apply to you, but you think you know someone who would be really interested in this, that's totally fine. They don't have to listen to the show. Forward the survey on to them. We want to try to get as many people as possible to take the survey. And we will, of course, report back. If you have any questions, you can also reach us. We are on Facebook, we are on Twitter, or you can send us an email, notetoself@wnyc.org. For now, though, the Note to Self team is Jen Poyant, Kat Aaron, Megan Cunane, and Joe Plord. Note to Self is a production of WNYC Studios. I'm Anoush Samarodi, and thank you for listening and taking the survey.